It's fire pit season in central New York, and it's become an issue that's pit some neighbors against one another in the city of Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, common councilors are looking for ways to keep these disputes from getting out of control.
Fire pits are legal in the city, and Deputy Fire Chief Stephen Cavuto says there's a very specific flow chart firefighters follow when they answer a complaint about a pit.
It starts by saying what's burning. You know, a fire that's fed by gasoline is an illegal fire. It would have to be extinguished. A fire burn clean hardwood is a legal fire as long as it's safe enough from a distance from a structure, it's contained in a safe vessel, and it's being attended to at all times. So if you violate any of those things, it becomes an illegal fire and the fire department's charged to put it out.
The fire department can't issue citations, and there's no avenue for homeowners to take if there are repeat complaints. That's what spurred common councilors into action. At a committee meeting this week, one West Side resident, who's called the department 20 times to complain, asked for relief. Other residents who like fires and follow the rules say they don't want the fire pit law changed. Lawmakers aren't inclined to make fire pits illegal, but Councilor Chad Ryan says it shouldn't just end there.
The problem is the interpretation of this rule doesn't leave the people with issues any outlet or anywhere to go.
So lawmakers say they'll try to create legislation that walks a fine line, finding a way to give residents smoked out of their homes relief, while also allowing other homeowners the right to enjoy a fire in their backyard. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.